Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sexy Love versus the Dark Bubble podcast with your girl, Shauna Petrus, aka Holistically Her. Holistically Her meaning I'm living my life through whole body healing, that's spiritual healing, mental health healing, physical body healing, you name it. And I'm sharing the Sexy Love versus the Dark Bubble testimony, you guys. Sexy love is the confidence that we have and that we need to embody. I even have a Facebook page, Pretty Passionate and Pragmatic. Pretty, your confidence, your sexiness, your swag. Passionate, how do you use and share your gifts and talents to the world? What are you passionate for and what is your purpose? Pragmatic, how do you apply simple, practical approaches to daily life's dramas and issues? You know, so I will discuss my experiences, discuss my testimonies with you all, share them all with you, enlighten your mind, enlighten your thought, your creativity, and just heal you. I just want this show to be a healing show and a purposeful show to just drive you closer and closer to who you truly are, just as it did for me and it's doing for me now. It's still working for me now to this day. So I just want you to know this show will teach you to appreciate what has happened to you in your past, that what has happened to you is happening for you, you know? So take this and come along for this journey. Enjoy it. We will discuss love. We will discuss how to find your purpose. We will discuss forgiveness, everything in that realm. And also the dark bubble. For those of you that never heard of it, it's the bubble that just appears and forms and takes its shape when you are suffering from severe depression, from anxiety, and you will learn the steps and methods of how to burst and pop that bubble. Okay, bubble no more, be gone. So if you're listening to this in the car, in your home, come along for the ride, sit back and enjoy. All right, so hey, you guys, so I am coming to you with this health coach tip, tip number 4, and this is about confidence yields sexiness. And you guys, some of you may have heard it before, some of you, this may be your very first time, but I'm so serious, you guys, confidence really and truly yields sexiness. Like when you have that swag, that humbleness in your step as you walk, in your spirit, you know, in your energy, it truly, truly, I'm so serious, the sexiness just follows with ease. So I actually want to just encourage women, encourage men, whoever's listening. Hey, if you don't have confidence, it will show. I kid you not, it will show. And I see it all the freaking time, and it freaking irks the crap out of me, because I'm like, yo, why don't you have confidence? Like, look at you. No matter your size, no matter your height, no matter your skin complexion, no matter your hair texture, your style, how much money you have, if you have confidence, period, I'm so serious, sexiness will follow. Sexiness as default will just follow through. So I actually have 2 supporting details. What I have here is I have a story about a girlfriend. She actually inspired me to talk about this, because this is something serious. Like at first I thought, oh, it's just one person, that one person. But when she said it and the way she said it, I was like, whoa, this needs to be addressed, because this girl is very beautiful. And then the second one, I have a quote from Sonia Sotomayor. So we're going to get to that now. So the first thing is my past friend, back in 2016 or 2017, me and her were like workout buddies, you know, always hung out. You know, I had my 2 girls, she had her newborn, and I would, you know, help watch her sometimes while she works, and we would just always look out for each other. But she brought to my attention one time that, you know, hey, you know, my baby father, his ex-girlfriend, she always had this thing about her where it's like, I feel like she always has this sexiness about her, and I don't have that. I feel like I'm a little girl, like I'm a little child, and I don't have that grown woman sexy swag. And when she told me this, you guys, I was like, what? I was like, I would never have known, because she just seems so cool, so laid back, so confident with her. I would say so in touch with her skin and who she was, you know, she was very beautiful. And when she said that, I was like, oh, well, I was like, well, if you feel that way, you know, and I told her, you're beautiful. I don't see why not. But if you feel that way, just tap into owning who you are, you know, tap into knowing that you're beautiful, tap into that confidence, you know, and even that humbleness, because that humbleness will be like, you know, no matter what people say about me, no matter what people, their opinions about me or how I look or how I dress or my status, what have you, like, I look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look good. I got money. I'm getting more money. I'm well educated, or I'm great at this. I'm great at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't faze me, sweetie. You know, your words, your even your look, your gestures, how you, your energy around me. Ugh, that can't touch me. That can't touch this. So, you know, I was like telling her, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, build your confidence up. And that sexiness will sure follow. You know, don't even worry about the sexy. Don't worry about, oh, I gotta look sexy, I gotta look good. No, it's about your confidence first. It's about your energy first. It's about how bold, like not rudely bold, but how bold you are, how you come across, you know. And it's just that confidence. It sometimes I feel like when you simply say the word confidence, some people be like, like, it just goes in one ear out the other. Like, they don't really know the true definition of confidence. So that's why I break it down. I break it down. Okay. So that's what I told her. It's that swag. And you know, that swag just comes from the confidence, baby. So the second piece that I have, I actually got this when I was working as a paraprofessional for my county. And my principal, he always loved to send out emails, like encouraging word emails and yada yada. So he sent out this quote from Sonia Sotomayor, and it reads, which I thought was a bomb. Okay, it reads, a surplus of effort can overcome a deficit of confidence. So a surplus of effort can overcome a deficit of confidence. And what that means is clearly, let's put this into like a task. Let's say a task at your job, you know, you have to perform this task, but you don't really think that you can do it because your confidence is low. Oh, but hey, you know what? I'm going to put that effort in. I'm going to make the effort to excel in this task that my job gave me. And I'm going to put every single freaking effort into this, and blood, sweat, and tears. I'm going to make sure it's perfect. Like, I'm a perfectionist, somewhat perfectionist most of the time. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to put every single blood, sweat, and tears into this work task I got for my boss. And guess what? You complete the task, you accomplish it, you get it done right, you submit it on time. What? Ding! That brings about confidence. Your confidence just got cranked up a notch, you know, because you're like, oh, snap. All I did was put in the effort behind it. All I did was tell myself, you know what? I may not know how to do it, but I'm going to learn damn well how to do it, and do it the right way, and turn it in on time. That's going to boost your confidence, you know. And I love that she said that, because this confidence yields sexy boils down to confidence, effort. I'm going to break that down too. Making the effort to do other things in your life so your confidence can excel, so you will feel sexy and you will know that you are sexy. Okay, so let's get down to it. I love that quote from Sonia Sotomayor. So let's go and break it down and turn her quote into, okay, how can I bring about confidence? How can I make an effort, you know, effort will bring about confidence. Confidence yields sexiness. How can all of that play a role in how I care for myself on a regular basis? Or how can I bring that into, I don't know, my self-image and how I look at myself into being a great, I don't know, a great mom? Or I just gave the example of work, job, you know? So let's kind of break it down in different ways, okay? All right, so make the effort, part one. So what motivates you to get up out of bed? You know, what gives you that push to wake up each day, to be grateful and thankful that you're breathing on that day? And just to say, hey, you know what? I got to do this. I have to get out of bed. I have things to do today. What are those things? You know, like for instance, today it could be, oh, I got to make it to this gym training. I have to make it to my personal training session and truly be grateful that I have the best personal trainer. You know, the next day could be, all right, I got to hurry up because I got to run to the grocery store. I'm going to make this big dinner for my family tonight. The next day, maybe, hey, you know what? Maybe you have a dog. Oh my gosh, I got to get up out of bed because my pet so-and-so, Gigi, or, you know, Deuce Deuce, truly needs me today to get about this bed, take him for a walk, and let him enjoy the morning, you know, fresh breeze outside, you know, with the birds chirping or something. Like, he needs me to get about this bed. I need to start my day. It could be anything from like, oh, you know what? Let me wake up about an hour early, get my homework in, or wake up an hour early and, you know, quickly do a podcast really quick. You know, what is it? You know, maybe you want to get a head start on the day. Maybe you have people relying on you that day. Maybe you have something that, you know, your heart desires to make and create that day, and you just want to get the ball rolling. What motivates you to get up out of bed? That's going to be your first step to confidence. I'm so serious, because it will make you appreciate yourself. It will make you say, I am worthy of getting up out this bed. I had a good night's sleep. Or even if you had a so-so sleep, you couldn't get that much sleep. Hey, I got coffee in the fridge that's screaming my name right now. I have matcha tea that's just waiting for some nice, hot, scorching hot water right now. Like, what? Who needs you? Who needs you this morning? Or who do you want to need you? Maybe you're starting a business, or maybe you have an idea for something and you want the world to be known. You want it to be known to the world. You want to share it. Like, what do you want to do? What do you want? You know, what do you want? Who do you want to attract? Think about that. Think about the people that you can attract in your life. Think about the opportunities that you can attract in your life. And one thing I've learned from that I didn't even write down, I might even do a whole separate podcast, but a whole separate episode, but like preparedness meets opportunity. And I got that, you know, saying or quote, what have you. I got that from, you know, I'm a huge J-Lo fan. So it was like, it was this interview she was on like years ago. I mean, when she was on the, it was like a interview for like, that, what's that, Anaconda movie that she was in with my mind is going to blank, y'all. I think with Ice-T, right? Ice Cube. Oh shoot, Lord, please forgive me. But like I said, it's nighttime. It's like 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning. Please forgive me, you guys. But Ice Cube, and she was in this movie, and the reason why she got that movie is because she didn't say it, but it was this guy. Oh crap, I gotta find the interview. It was this guy that was like, J-Lo got this role. Well, at that time, they didn't call her J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez got this role because she was at a place in her life where preparedness meets opportunity. She was prepared. You know, she was physically prepared because she, you know, she used to be a little thick, little curvy. Hey, you know, when she was dancing and stuff. But she, you know, transformed her body. You know what I'm saying? She changed her body. She changed, you know, got fit, got toned and stuff. She was prepared for this movie. And they even talked about, too, because on the Anaconda, they said how she got that role and then how she got the Selena role. Because, again, preparedness meets opportunity. She prepared her vocal, she was preparing for music. You know, she wanted to sing. So she's preparing her vocals. She was preparing her body, you know, getting her body in shape again, just to be in movies and to sing and to dance. And she always stayed on her toes. And that's what keeps me going, you know, personally, is like, I need to stay prepared. You know, and staying prepared makes you so grateful of who you are. It makes you so grateful of the gifts that God has given you. It makes you so grateful to use those gifts and to share it with the world. It just makes you grateful. And it makes you humble to say, you know what? I'm going to put the effort in every day, you know, set aside time to put the effort in studying, to put the effort in learning, to put the effort in crafting and shaping, you know, a beautiful product from my gifts, you know, to just share it with the world. And that builds your confidence when you put that effort in. That builds your confidence when you make the effort each day to get up out of bed and start your day and start it on the right note, you know. So that's just one thing about starting it on the right note, being grateful each day and knowing that you have something to look forward to be ready for that opportunity that comes your way, and knowing a great opportunity, a divine opportunity is coming your way. All right. So make the effort part two is plan ahead. So aside from, you know, you waking up in the morning, you're being grateful of who you are, your gifts, your talents, getting prepared for that opportunity coming your way. Plan ahead, you know, at night, maybe the night before, maybe that day when you wake up, you know, journal, plan your week out. You know, sometimes I do like to plan my whole week out. Sometimes I like to just plan it day by day. Sometimes I like to plan out, you know, a few weeks out. You know, I know what's going on a month down the line, 2 months down the line. I know how I want it to look, you know, so I want to plan it a certain way. And like I told you, if you listen to, the other, I think it's a cheat dessert episode, I did talk about how my eating plan has changed. I updated an episode for those of you that listened to it before. I made some tweaks. So my eating habits have changed tremendously. So I do plan ahead some days of what I'm going to eat. You know, what little snack I'm going to eat, especially when I go grocery shopping. I plan what vegetables are me and my kids going to have this week. You know, what sweet little desserts are we going to have this week? You know, like, again, I mentioned in that episode, like, I eat dates. We eat a lot of yogurt. We eat a lot of apples. You know, of course, I get cereals for the girls and, you know, a favorite cereal for me. We eat a lot of, you know, quinoa. So I definitely make sure we got, like, you know, protein stacked up, you know, healthy snacks and keto bars and protein bars and shakes and stuff, especially spinach. We always keep spinach in the house for smoothies, but things like that. I plan ahead for the week or two to eat healthy with my kids. I plan ahead to exercise and work out. I plan ahead to know what I'm going to do that day or that weekend coming. You know what I'm saying? So, and it becomes so much so where when I plan, it's like it becomes my permanent schedule. Like, you know, like, who the hell made a schedule for me? Me. So it's crazy because, like, when I think about it, like, this new lifestyle I'm on, which I'm so glad I'm back to being like the old me, but a better me, you know, with being healthy and losing weight. So, like, I plan my workouts the days that I do HIIT, and I tell you, HIIT, I'm going to make another episode for this. HIIT is a bitch. So it's like your favorite Zumba instructor who gives her 200% or his 200%. And instead of him having, like, the toning sticks, those Zumba toning sticks, he has weights in his hands. So imagine doing a high intensity Zumba class and working out with, like, 10 pound weights. That's how HIIT freaking feels. And I can't freaking stand it. It sucks, but it's so great for your freaking body. It's so awesome. It's like a love and hate relationship with HIIT. So for those that don't know HIIT, high intensity interval training. Oh, goodness gracious. Like, I love it, but. So, you know, I plan ahead that the days that I do HIIT, I love strength training now. Don't get me wrong. I love, 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 love strength training. I love running treadmills and I love running outside, but I cannot stand hits and I can't really stand spin. I can cycle and bike outside, but not indoors, which is weird. I can treadmill indoors. But the days I plan for hit and strength, the next day I'll do Zumba and vice versa. I mean, you know, I keep that pattern going. Hit, strength training, Zumba. Hit, strength training, Zumba. You know, so there's even some days where I'll do my hit and strength training and like I'll put my Zumba in there too because I'm such a Zumba fanatic. So Zumba is really like almost like every day for real. Like in my house, me and my girls just be dancing or they'll do like some type of Just Dance on YouTube or something. But I'm dancing all the time, basically, like all the time, seriously. So, but I plan my workouts, I plan my meals, or what I'm going to eat for that week. You know, I plan my hairstyles. Hey, how am I going to wear my hair this week? Or how am I going to wear my hair? Maybe it'll be in braids for 2 weeks. Maybe it'll be in tracks for a month. Maybe I'll wear it in a ponytail for a week. You know, so I plan my hair. I plan. When you plan ahead, you'll get ahead. When you plan ahead, it builds confidence, baby. Because like, I'm serious. When I plan my workouts, what? I walk into that gym like, bitch, what? Let me check in. Let me go to my weights. Yes. Okay. I be walking in there like in the gym like I'm already a size 6. Okay. I be walking in the gym like what? You know, it just gives you that boost, that confidence, that swag, you know, and just again, it yields sexiness. Like what? So when you plan ahead, your day is slayed. Your day is perfect in your eyes, you know? Even if you don't accomplish every little thing on your list that day, it's okay. At least you plan. You put it on your schedule, in your planner, in your agenda, on your phone, in the calendar. You know, at least you did it. You made that effort to plan. And then you know what? Oh, I didn't do this today. Let me do it on this day or that day. And make sure you time it in specifically so you know, all right, if I missed it this day, I'm going to finish it on that day. You get me? So that's planning ahead, you guys. Seriously, it will build confidence and yield sexiness. All right. So last but not least is getting glammed up. So make the effort part 3 to get glammed up. And what I mean by glammed up is having beautiful skin, having beautiful hair. You know, if you're like me, there's days where I don't mind looking plain Jane as fuck. Like eyebrows not done, no foundation, no blush, no, you know, anything, no bronzer. I'm a bronzer girl, so no bronzer, nothing like that. You know, no, not even a contour. Usually I'll just be lazy with it and do a contour and put on some lashes and some like a nude lip. I love a nude matte lip. That's always my go-to. But there's days, you know, I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, I don't want anything right now. I just want my bare face and I'll throw on a cap, you know, sunglasses, a cap goes a long way. Okay. But there's days where most days, yes, I get about that bed, y'all, get myself together and I make sure, okay, let me add on some type of bronzer or I'll do a contour and leave my natural highlight. And I'll do a nice nude lip. I'll do my lip. I always do my lip liner for the most part. I'm a lip liner girl. So I'll do my lip liner, lipstick, and lashes. Boom. That's like my quick glam up. You know, for everyday wear, going to work, and I work from home. So, you know, I work from home. Like, when we have meetings, they see your face, but most part, they don't see your face. But that's me, you know. I get glammed up. I make the effort. That gives me that confidence boost. That lets me know, ooh, girl, yes, you look good. You look sexy today. Yes, baby. So, that's just me, you know. But also, you guys, make the effort to not only, you know, look good on the outside, but look good on the inside as well. So plan to take your vitamins, take your vitamin C, take your vitamin D, take your, you know, if you got like a multivitamin supplement, cool. Those are great. I take those too. But there's times where I kind of mix it up. I don't like taking the same thing every week. You know, I'll take my multivitamins, you know, this week or whatever. Maybe next week I'll do it every other day, and then I'll take on the other days vitamin C, vitamin D. You know, I definitely rack up on like a bunch of smoothies. I mean, I smoothies all day, every day. Get my B vitamins. I take a B vitamin complex as well. I have what's that called? Astaxanthin. I have astaxanthin. I think that's how you say it. Astaxanthin. I have. Oh my gosh, what else do I have? Well, I do sometimes take the hair, skin, and nails from It Works. That works lovely. I have, I mean, there's other stuff. There's like Evening Prime Roast, right? Is that what it is? Evening Prime Roast vitamins or supplements. Fish oil. Me and my girls definitely take fish oil or cod liver oil. You know, things like that. And some people nowadays, they kind of look down upon cod liver oil or fish oil because of the way the world is changing now. So I'm gonna look into that too. But at this moment in time, we still take fish oil and cod liver oil, you know, and just for brain health, skin health. So just find what works for your body. This is what works for me. You know, some people might be like, oh my gosh, you take this or you take that. I don't take them all together every day. You know what I'm saying? I don't. So I mix it up. I definitely mix it up, but I make sure I definitely get my B vitamins in, whether it's from smoothies, whether it's from the pills, or both. You know, I'll just make sure I know. And that's the thing. When you know your body, you know your energy level, you know how you feel, you know how your skin is reacting to certain supplements and vitamins, minerals, you know what works for you. I even restocked on my MSM. So I need to get some glutamine. Like there's things that works for me, my joints. I definitely make sure I take the MSM, not only for my joints, but it's also good for your hair and skin. You know, vitamin E, I apply that topically. And I just make sure to eat foods that are rich in vitamins and minerals. Also in my home, I keep a humidifier running like nonstop. In the winter, I have it like I put hot water or hottish water in it, and it sets to like a high temperature to humidify the air with warm air. In the summertime, it's cold water, so it keeps the house cool. But I keep a humidifier in my home for me and my kids because, one, I talk all day long. Like that's what I do for work. I talk. So I want the air to be, you know, breathable. You know, I need to breathe, you know. In my skin, my hair, my girl's hair. Like I make sure this home needs to be, you know, moist, you know, not like moist, but a humidifier just gives you that nice, you know, smooth air to breathe instead of something dry that will, you know, irritate your throat. Again, I talk all day, you know, that will dry your hair out. You don't want that. So I make sure to keep that running, you know, and then again, taking care topically again, you know, your hair, your skin, making sure you're applying the right creams, serums, you know, oils, whatever, what have you, to your face, to your skin, moisturizer, sunscreen, you know, so get glammed up. Make that effort to get glammed up. Make the effort to take your vitamins and minerals. Make the effort to have beautiful skin, beautiful hair, and look beautiful, whether you wear makeup or not. Just make the effort to know what works for you and know how you feel, what works for you to make you feel confident, what works for you to make you feel sexy, you know? So just make the effort, you guys. So that's just where I'm coming from. I mean, there's so many women that need to hear this because I'm just so serious. Like, don't Debbie down yourself. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Make the effort, sweetie. Don't look at another girl and be like, oh, she thinks she cute, she thinks she all that. No, you don't know what's going on in her household. You don't know how much of an effort it took her, you know, to to even put those lashes on, or to put the makeup on, or to do her hair in that simple ponytail that you might think is simple, but it took her forever to get it to lay down the way it is. You know, so she made the effort, and that's why she looks beautiful. That's why she has confidence and that humbleness about her, where she doesn't even have to do too much to show, oh, I'm beautiful and sexy. It just comes naturally because she has that confidence. She made the effort too. She has that confidence and she looks sexy because y'all hating. It's like, no. So, but I'm serious. Like, just literally, please just have that, make that effort. And I just hope that this inspires someone out there who's listening to just keep going, keep pushing, making the effort to, you know, get out of bed, know what motivates you, be prepared for a divine opportunity to plan ahead for your workouts, for your meal planning, or even what you're going to eat that week. You know, plan ahead while you're at the grocery store and plan ahead to get glammed up and stay healthy from the inside out. All right. Thanks, loves. Bye. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the podcast or watching this on YouTube. I mean, you guys mean so much to me just by simply clicking the button and just literally just sharing and enjoying the episode. Thank you so much. So if you guys have like any concerns, questions, or topics that you want me to discuss, please don't hesitate to send me an email. Go to Shauna@sexylovereflection.com or Shauna.holisticallyher@gmail.com, and I will be sure to hit you back within 24 to 48 hours. And again, just like, oh my gosh, you guys mean the world to me. Thank you so much again for listening, my loves, for sharing in everything that you do. So stay tuned for more, and definitely I will just have a plethora of different topics to discuss on this channel. Okay, so stay tuned and thank you, and just have a blessed, beautiful day. Bye-bye.